Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is October 4th, 2009 on this Sunday edition. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Another very informative, information-packed radio broadcast slash TV show today. We are simulcasting both hours of this Sunday transmission right now, not just on the radio, but also via full living color at prisonplanet.tv. So I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Well, I'm fresh back from Hardin, Montana. I had to go. And I tell you, we were not disappointed. The bizarreness was off the chart. It gives new meaning to the term, truth is stranger than fiction. A 14-time felon with warrants out across the country, tied in with multiple defense contractor organizations and groups, shows up and takes over, without even filing paperwork, a $27 million camp, prison detention center in the tiny town of Hardin, Montana. Then there's the question of why are they building detention centers in the middle of nowhere? Why do we have more people in our prisons than any other country in the world? I'm going to be speaking to that as well today. So I went to be on the ground to investigate what was really happening there. And I will be detailing that coming up later in this first hour. We're also going to open the phones up and continue the discussion of the open announcements by media that the dollar is on the chopping block right now and what it means to the United States if the dollar is killed. So that is coming up this evening as well. I want to get into a large stack of other police state news here today and how it all ties together, like mothers in the UK and in England, not just in England, but all over the UK, Ireland, Scotland, you name it, and here in the United States being told that you can't babysit your neighbor's kids for even 5 minutes. Free association is over. This is the control grid. And how that ties together with $15 million fines for garage sales, if you sell anything that's on the recall list, tens of thousands of different items, as if you're supposed to know. And how that ties together with Barack Obama saying he wants year-round school, as if it's the federal government's job. Well, it is, though. That's how they've set it up. They've ended, basically, the 10th Amendment in this country. And you'll notice whatever's being announced here is being announced in the UK, the British Isles, and in Australia, and in New Zealand, and in Canada, and in Europe, Western Europe, because the same social planners are setting up the system. Our governments are run lock, stock, and barrel by offshore interest, and we'll not just break down the fact that they're controlling our society illegitimately, but what their goals and agendas are. So that is coming up today. A lot of new fear-mongering on the CO2. I saw Bill Maher this morning when I was exercising on HBO, and he was saying the same thing. We're all dead. Carbon dioxide's a deadly poison. It will kill you. Doesn't matter if plants breathe it. They're now saying that carbon dioxide will, quote, turn the ocean into acid. Doesn't matter if most of what the ocean's made up of is CO2. They would have picked oxygen, but they know too many people know oxygen's good. So they're choosing salt because its scientific name, sodium chloride, sounds scary. And they're selecting carbon dioxide because its name sounds scary. They also debated choosing water, dihydrogen monoxide, and saying it was a deadly poison because that is a scary name. But they knew that people would find out it meant water. I think dihydrogen monoxide is scarier than carbon dioxide, but they chose that. So that's the key building block of life they plan to tax. It's all coming up today. Stay with us. Important transmission.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, CBS News, NBC News, ABC News, nationally, CNN, all picked it up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I had figured out by Sunday of last week, now 7 days ago, that this was an important story. So I decided to go Tuesday, got on an airplane Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, and flew out to Billings, Montana. From there, I drove to the little town of 3,500 people, Hardin, Montana, that borders the Crow Indian Nation Reservation. What am I talking about? American Police Force, a shadowy group run by a 14-time convicted Serb national felon who goes his latest alias. No one really knows his real name. Just has all these convictions and warrants nationwide. Seriously, no one knows the guy's real name. He just has the convictions and prison time under different names for grand theft, you name it, is Captain Michael Hilton. And he showed up in a police uniform with black SUVs, black Mercedes SUVs with Hardin police on the side. Didn't matter if that was illegal. Impersonating a police officer was illegal because he was in with the local boss hogs and they were going to take over the giant $27 million FEMA camp. It was being looked at a year ago to hold Guantanamo detainees. But now they were looking at just basically holding locals. This is the new economic development in our country is prisons and surveillance and control. And the locals, that is the local constabulary, thought that it was completely normal to have a foreign felon running things. And I talked to some of the locals this week when I was there, and they said, "Hey, we don't care if he's a felon. We don't care. Let him run the prison and, you know, basically let him feed on locals and put everybody in the jail." I mean, what's 450 beds, bare minimum that facility had, 450 beds of a town of 3,500? I guess in Texas, Texas is the capital of prisons worldwide, we've got over 10% of Texans with warrants out for their arrests now. So why not? Why not put everybody in prison? Hell, put half of us in prison, and the other half will run things. I mean, that is the New World Order plan. But the issue here isn't just that you have this felon, this mercenary tied in with all these other shadowy groups doing this. It's that when we first reported this last week, people didn't believe us. Now it's on the national news. And the Billings Gazette was very, very fair and said that we were right, that he was a felon and a criminal, and it was all a big fraud and a scam. The local paper said, "We love him. We love the captain." And I talked to locals. They admitted that he struts around in a police uniform and drives around in police vehicles and that they were about to do a contract to have his private group arresting people and putting them in the prison. Now, the majority of the locals I talked to on the ground said, look, they want to put us in this prison for petty reasons and to fine us and fee us, and this is a big moneymaker for the locals that run this town. But when I would go into the shops and the sheriff's department and the economic development zone, they call it the Port Authority, the Two Rivers group, when I would talk to their people, they just loved it. And they said, it's no big deal to have a felon with warrants out for his arrest running the jail. And yes, we do want to plan mercenaries there, train them there, and we do plan to do that. And yes, all of this is going on. All of this is happening. And yes, we're going to put people from all over the county, Bighorn County, in the prison. And yes, it's going to make us money. What's wrong with that? And it wasn't just that the leadership of the town was so immoral, by and large. And I talked to scores of them. That wasn't the big issue. I mean, that's bad enough. It was that even after I explained to them that he wasn't making the payments of the $2.6 million he's supposed to pay a year to run the private prison. And when I pointed out that his backers were pulling out and that all these different defense contractors said it was a fraud and they weren't involved, they would just shake their head and say, no, it's real. We haven't been conned by the captain. And it reminded me of the American people. I mean, this was a microcosm of everything that's happening in this country. The American people don't want to admit that foreign banks have taken over the nation through fraud, through deceit, and are bankrupting us by design to vertically integrate our society, to consolidate our society, and bring in a police state that they own and manage and control. This is corporate looting. By and large, people don't want to admit that they have been conned. And so this Captain Michael Hilton, one of 17 aliases, CBS News now reports, nationally. This Captain Michael Hilton. Now, mind you, once it came out that these were aliases, he was fake, he was a fraud, he was a liar, he wanted to feed on the locals and basically throw everybody in prison. There's CBS News. National news, American Police Force Corporation takes over small town police force and prisonerless jail. See? That's CBS. We reported this on Monday. People laughed at us. But that's why I went there to document it. But this is a microcosm of our nation because locally in a town in southern Montana, a guy blows in with police cars painted up to say Harden, and everybody just falls down and worships him. And it's the same thing in Texas. CNN's made a lot of hay out of this. They always expose the little local corruption to make themselves look good. They never cover the real high-level corruption. We do both. That's what separates us from the mainstream media. But you hear about the Texas towns right outside Austin, they've got them, where they just pull old ladies over, young men, black men, white men, they don't care, and they say, I'm going to take the $500 out of your wallet, and I'm going to take your watch, and if you don't like it, I'm going to charge you with narcotics trafficking. Now, sign this piece of paper saying you agree to me to take this. Now, of course, it's fraud. You can't, under duress, make somebody sign something, but these crooks don't care. Now, what do you think happens in some tiny town of 150 people? You will get a local county commissioner who lives there, and he'll get together with his brother or his cousins, and they'll pass a resolution. They'll get the local town, the locals in the little town that isn't even incorporated, to go get incorporated with the state, go fill out some paperwork. They just get some police cars and drive out and start robbing people. It's real simple. So that's the same thing in Hardin. I found out they have a very corrupt sheriff's department. Classically corrupt, feeding on the public. It's the same deal. And by the way, the sheriff's department said they love it. They love the captain. And the locals, again, the entire boss hog leadership, we even had them run out of stores and push on us and scream at us and yell at us. Now, again, the majority of locals supported us, and we had fans everywhere, and I was getting stopped on every street corner. But then you'd have boss hogs come out of their shops. You know, anybody who has a pot to you know what in, they see themselves as elitist. And that's how this whole system works nationwide. They would run out and shove all my cameramen and tell us we weren't allowed to be on Main Street and get the hell out of our town, you foreign Yankees, basically. And I would say to them, okay, let's say I'm a dirty Yankee from Texas. I'm a carpetbagging, scallywagging your business. I would say this to them. I got this on video. And I would say, but it's okay to have a guy from Montenegro, Balkans, over in Serbia, who's a felon over here. And they said, hell yeah, we like him. We're going to make money. I mean, they were on power trips in front of me looking at, because of this Two Rivers Authority, this Economic Development Authority, with all these different city council people and people running for mayor and their husbands. And, you know, you'd have the lady running for mayor whose husband was on the board of the Two Rivers Authority, and he ran out of the shadows at us on Main Street and pushed Aaron. We've got that on video. I mean, it's the Twilight Zone. And it's the same thing all over the country, from Schenectady, New York, to Oakland, California. It's just mafia. They put on uniforms. You fall down and worship them. So why not have some con artist show up in a police uniform, take over a FEMA camp, and say he's going to put the locals in it? And, of course, the boss hogs locally loved it. They said, hell yeah, we're really going to rule now. I'm going to make me some money off the locals. I'm going to be the boss. Because all the local constabulary were going to be boss hogs in the new prison that could hold roughly 20% of the town. They love it. And that's what's bringing America down, is parasites. So if you just joined me, I went to Hardin, Montana to witness the decline of our nation. And really, I was looking in a mirror. I was looking back at myself. We can laugh at those Montanans wanting to be conned by a charlatan, wanting to have foreign mercenaries come in black Mercedes and with German enforcers, with some guy from Serbia saying they were going to police and run the town and fill the local prison as an economic development. But you look at my own state of Texas, the United States has more prisoners than any other country in the world. China has 1.5 billion people, or right at it. India has 1.1 billion. The United States has twice the prisoners China does. Twice. And Texas has more than any other country in Europe. Texas has more prisoners than France. France with 80 million people. That's right. Texas has more prisoners than England. And they're not going to stop. They're going to hire more police. Every little tiny town's got lines of police cars. And they now admit they just pull you over and grab the money right out of your wallet. The Dallas police just throw bags of chalk in your car. They take it. They don't care. Government is rogue and criminal. And the sooner people figure this out, the better. And that's all a city is. I mean, why not have some foreign con artist with German troops in tow shaking everybody down in Hardin and announcing he's taking over the detention FEMA center? Why not? I mean, it's the same thing to have locals doing it. It's the exact same thing that we live through in this society. And it is only going to get worse until we as a society begin to wake up to what is happening. And so when I talk about Hardin, Montana being a microcosm, it's not just a microcosm of other towns around the United States where you drive through Texas, you drive through Alabama, you drive through New York, you drive through Illinois, you drive through Minnesota, you drive through Arizona. I mean, I've been all over. Not as much as the Johnny Cash song, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, but I've been a lot of places. And I've been to Canada, and I've been to Latin America, and I've been to Europe. And you don't see prisons like we got anywhere. It's rare to see a prison in Europe. It's rare to see one in Mexico. And if you do, they're hellacious and you don't want to go back. And boy, their police are corrupt down there too. All I'm asking people to do is to get this mind-controlled image of the police and government as some heroic, wonderful, perfect, pure as the driven snow thing we've got to fall down and worship, to what it really is, something super dangerous. Yeah, you got to have some government, but you better keep it within the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You better keep it very small and starving. What did George Washington say? I know he's a bad guy nowadays, but I will quote him. I know FEMA demonizes him to citizens in different training seminars. He said that government, like fire, is a dangerous servant. Just like if you're using fire for fire breaks, or using fire to cook food, or you're using fire to, you know, in a blacksmith forge, fire is a dangerous servant. Don't play with matches. But to finish his quote, fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful. Fearful means, ooh, man, we're talking, you can get the hackles up, get scared. Fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Hitler was government. Pol Pot was government. Stalin, Lenin, Mao, Fidel Castro, all these other thugs, 95, 98, 99, depending on what period of history, percent of the time, government is murdering and stealing and enslaving. You take Zimbabwe, and they're leader over there. They killed almost every white person in the country, stole their property, ran them out. But he'd already set up that system of government. Kind of the liberals the last 20 years in the U.S. and England said, go ahead and kill whites. They're evil. They own farms. They deserved it. The whole society collapsed. And now the murder rate's even higher as blacks kill blacks. They kill anybody that's got anything. And so nobody can feed themselves. There's no jobs. Starvation's been rampant for 5-6 years. Hundreds of thousands have died. That's called government corruption. You know, oh, there was a rationale. They're white. Let's go ahead and kill them. And it's like, yeah, you know, kill Whitey. Same thing in South Africa to a lesser extent. And it's now falling apart. Record crime rate in the world after Zimbabwe. Same thing in North Korea. Look at government there. Hellish government with some 4'9" goblin who's got a 7-story pleasure palace and routinely hijacks Japanese and South Korean airlines with his secret police on board stalking Asian film stars he wants to rape. I mean, we got a guy hijacking planes with women he wants. I mean, this is government. Me, a guy in a uniform, 4'9", hijacking jets for women he wants to rape. Now, am I supposed to just, oh, he's such a hero, he's wearing a uniform, I love Kim Jong-il. I mean, am I supposed to bow down to Saddam Hussein because he's in a uniform? People are like monkeys in this country. And they're like this worldwide. They see a uniform and a fancy hat. Where do you think crowns came from? That was a headdress. People make fun of ignorant savages around the world that are wearing headdresses and stuff. Well, what do you think they do in England? You get some old murderous woman with her murderous family committing all these crimes worldwide. Everybody worships her. She's got a big glistening headdress with diamonds on it. And our presidents get down and kiss her on the hand and kiss her butt. This is a woman who has a groom of the stool. She doesn't even wipe her own hind end. You don't believe me? Google that term. That's right. She has a white-gloved butler that does it. And when Obama sees a Saudi royal or he sees a British royal or Bush does, they bow down to him because their family were kingpins, mobsters, who got so much power they got armies under them and they started wearing fancy headdresses. And oh my gosh, we all love badges. So that's why the Queen wears dozens of badges all over, festooned with badges. Pull up a British royal in official dress, just festooned with badges. And so why not have a con artist show up with mercenaries in a Montana town and start policing people? Why not have them just show up as CBS News is reporting and start ruling everyone? Because American, let me tell you, the locals saw that badge. They hit their faces in the dirt because we are a trained country of cowards now. I want to get our freedom back. I want to get our country was founded on hating crowns and hating badges. Our first presidents wouldn't allow themselves to have fancy titles. Andrew Jackson, many presidents later wouldn't allow it. They didn't dress fancy. They weren't into being fancy. They weren't into badges. They were into being strong and honorable and creating things and inventing things and trailblazing, not on wearing bling. Yeah, I don't like bling when somebody's got a big gold grill in their teeth, okay? And I don't like it when Queen Elizabeth II runs around with all her badges and all her diamonds and her crown saying, I'm better than you. You know, I don't like India. I don't like India, the fact that they have the caste system and wear the little symbol in their head saying everybody else beneath me, you know, in the Indian society is dirt. I don't bow down to somebody because they're wearing a crown or a badge or got a dot between their eyes saying that everybody else in India is scum but them. Or it's another form of a badge. Obama's black, so it's the reverse now. You're not allowed to criticize him because he's got dark skin. Now, I'll do whatever I want. I'm sick of everything being about how something looks and not about how they actually act and behave. I'm going to give you the police state news and your phone calls when we come back. I'm going to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, locally in Central Texas. If you're a News Radio 590 KLBJ listeners, 512-646-1776. Again, I apologize. I know 1776 refers to our evil founding fathers. If you think I'm joking in the upcoming film, Fall of the Republic, I have the government's own training videos and documents teaching that the founding fathers are bad. Because we have a rogue criminal government. Now, let me get into some of the other news. Later in the week, I'm putting together a video report of the footage we shot in Hardin, Montana, and I'll talk more about it. And it's coming out every day that the Attorney General is now hunting the head of American police force wanting to talk with him and serve him, and that there are arrest warrants out for him. So we told you something was going on at Hardin, Montana. So there'll be more on that as it develops. But when I said it was a microcosm, it's a microcosm in that all across the United States, you roll into small towns, the middle of nowhere. I mean, I challenge people here in Texas to just drive around anywhere. But Texas is the worst, but all over the country it's bad. And you'll be driving through the middle of nowhere, cornfields, wheat fields, cotton fields, forests, and you'll see small towns, and then you'll see prisons and detention centers and county detention centers. You'll have counties in Texas that might have 15,000 people in them, and they'll have some 200, 400, 500-bed facility. Hardin, in the whole county, there's only 14,000 people. In Hardin itself, 3,500, very rural community in Montana, and they had a jail built. The taxpayers, of course, get to pay for it, for 450 beds. I mean, that's enough to serve a town of 100,000 people, but not in America. Not in America. In fact, if you look at prison numbers, you go back to New York City 150 years ago, well over 100,000 people living there. They had a much smaller jail than Hardin does. Why didn't we need those jails back then? Why would a town of 100,000 people need a jail for maybe 30 or 40? But now it needs a jail for 5,000, 10,000. And a town of 3,500 needs a jail for 450. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they have changed the laws and rewritten the system where violent offenders are released very quickly, whereas in the old days you weren't. And real criminals are released quickly. Con artists, frauds, they're released quickly. This guy's got a rap sheet, this Captain Hilton. Made up, you know, name, made up, show up in a police uniform, locals bow down because they've been trained to bow to the crown. I mean, it's like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is fiction, but it's a good analogy. When he's just stolen the golden idol and the bad guy holds it up to the natives and they all bow down. You know, the same thing with Americans. I mean, you hold up a badge, they just bow. We've been trained to be slaves. But this is our economy now in this society. That's what most of the new scholarships are in colleges. ITT Technical isn't ITT Technical anymore. When you go to newspapers and magazines, the most prominent ads you see next to drug ads, next to Prozac ads for the drugged out public, are ads to become a security officer, to become a police officer, to join the CIA, to join the FBI. All of that's growing while the rest of our economy dies. And this is a conscious decision by groups controlling the government to vertically integrate the economy into a police state. And then private groups are privatizing all these major prisons. And you've got SCIC and other big Pentagon groups that are private that do more spying than the 15 government spy agencies. There's 15 major agencies. Defense Intelligence, Naval Intelligence, CIA, NSA, list goes on and on. The press reports that upwards of 70% of the funding now goes to private groups. And they're spying on you locally. And it's all illegal. It's all, and I don't care if they say it's legal. It violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's criminal. And so that's the type of atmosphere where for the last few months you could have foreigners driving around in police cars that weren't even incorporated, running police operations and taking over a private prison to put the citizens in as the new economic development. It was paid for by the taxpayers as an economic development. That's what they're doing. That's how they operate. Now, the microcosm doesn't stop there. As you drive across the country and all we do is put people in prison, it doesn't stop there. That's at the local grassroots level. It's also a microcosm what's happening in Hardin, Montana, to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve shareholders are predominantly European. That's on record in the last investigation they had in the 30s on the Federal Reserve in Congress. But it's never been audited. Started in 1913. And the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve is just like Captain Michael Hilton. It's a complete fraud. He puts on a police uniform, puts government decals on his car, starts patrolling, starts going to city council as the police chief. Oh, we've now gotten the city council record. He's been doing that. Doesn't matter. It's the same thing. The private Federal Reserve came in, bought off our Congress in 1913, was given the power to issue currency and credit. They then used our money and our wealth to buy off the rest of the planet. And now they're done with us and they're imploding this nation. And I sit here every day like a resident of Hardin, Montana, saying, what is a group of foreign bankers doing coming into town and not just taking over illegitimately, but running things into the ground by design? It's a fraud. But just like in Hardin, the local establishment are on the news. You can just Google American Police Force and watch national news pieces, local news pieces, you name it, to your heart's content. They're going, so what if he's a felon? So what if he's a foreigner? So what if he lied about everything? We like him. We're sticking with him. They won't admit they're wrong because they wanted to run the private prison. They wanted to have power over people. And that's why your local governors and the Congress and your legislatures and your local Kiwanis Club and your local Rotary Club, all their leaders get wined and dined by these other elite groups, just a pat on the head, a bone, and they feel like they're part of the power structure and they get off on it. Just like our presidents get off on being invited to dine with the Queen and they'll bow down to her and toast her and her stupid crown. Because people want to feel like they have power. And they don't want to admit they've been conned or bamboozled. And that's all that's happened to this nation. But there's another microcosm, not just the denial. It's the fact that you've got this foreign Federal Reserve engaging in predatory behavior against us. And you've got these little jails all over the country engaged in predatory activity. I mean, here is Agency French Press. Got another one here from MSN. U.S. economic decline forges new world order. And they say that the U.S. must fall for the world government to be born. And they're talking about how great all of this is. And if you Google the term new world order, there are tens of thousands in the news section alone as they all announce the same thing. Isn't it great? The crisis is redrawing the world. Here's another one. World Bank welcomes new economic order from the ashes of crisis. London Guardian. This is just what I saw today, not even looking. This just happened to be linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by my webmasters. I wasn't even looking for this. Now, remember, I made films 10 years ago saying they're going to stage terror attacks, bring in a police state in the name of fighting foreign enemies. Then they're going to implode the economy and bring in a new global currency. You'll still have the dollar, but it'll be pegged to a new global standard and controlled by a private group in Brussels. It's now announced. How did I make films 10 years ago saying that? Because I was reading government blueprints and documents. They're bragging now. They wrote white papers saying they were going to stage terror attacks on the order of Pearl Harbor. They did. And now they admit the entire Homeland Security system is for you. We got Chris in Australia, John in Louisiana, Scott, Connecticut, Nick, Iowa, Anita, Texas, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. And I'm going to go to your calls right now. But next hour, I want to dovetail several big developments that are taking place, not just in the U.S., but worldwide together, and tie it in with the new prison economy that's going to be privately run. Mom ordered to stop babysitting friends' kids. She can't have neighbor kids over even for 5 minutes for a cup of hot chocolate before they catch the school bus. No association, no free association in America. You're all going to have CPS visits from the poor to the wealthy. You're going to have home environmental visits. And the public's going to go along with this because this is the new economy. When everybody's kids are part of the new enforcement corps of all of this, and that's the only job you can get, people are going to love it. It's like the only job you can have in our town is running the prison or being in it. See, this is the controlled economy. And then I've got the same story out of the UK. A parent's being arrested if they're not allowed to keep neighbor's kids. Hey, I'm going to go to the store. Can my kids play with your kids? You get arrested in Michigan and in England. This is, and by the way, 2 years ago, remember in California, their court ruled you're not allowed to homeschool your kids unless you have a teaching certificate. Now, they lost it in court later at the federal level. But the point is, they're trying, folks, the government thinks it owns you. But that's another issue. The same stuff's happening worldwide. Same manager, same system. This is the global system. It's all admitted it's global. But for those of you that won't even research what I'm saying, you can at least go look up how this global system operates. Look at this. Seller beware. Feds cracking down on garage sales. McClatchy newspapers. $15 million fine for the second offense. $100,000 for the next. There's over 10,000 recalled products every year. Maybe once a year I go to Toys R Us. Maybe. And you walk in, they got a whole wall of recalled toys. You know, a whole thing of little sheets. A bunch of clipboards hanging off the wall. A whole wall of clipboards. As if parents go and read each clipboard. No, you buy the table, you buy the train, you buy the, you know, they said, oh, the Barbie thing you screw the light bulb into. Yeah, if a kid poured water in it and stuck their finger in it, it could electrocute them. Yeah, so could a light socket. You know, are we going to ban roads because a kid could run out in a road? And they've arrested people now for those. And so you're supposed to know, going back over a decade, over 10,000 a year, that's over 100,000 things. If you're selling that at your garage sale, and they say federal bureaucrats are going to come by, they under the Homeland Security money, they, every town's going to be getting one of these people, or they don't get their highway funds or any federal funds for education. So the towns will squeeze you more, and the feds will give them 10% of the money and or 15% in matching funds, and then they come and then, oh, I'm here to inspect your house. I'm here to inspect your garage sale. Oh, this is on the list. $100,000 fine. They're writing all of this. See, I said I'd cover it next hour. I'm already doing it. They're writing all this to get you in the system. They didn't build detention centers in little towns for nothing. We're going in them. I'm going to cover this next hour. I'm going to take calls now into the hour. But so I'm going to get to at least this board of calls before I get to the other news. But I want to tell you something. I'm a fair person, and I told you that when I flew to L.A. three times in the last few months consulting for Jesse Ventura's TV show they're developing called Conspiracy Theory, that the Austin airport, they want the TSA wants my autograph, they're fans. It happened this time when I left. Guy was a fan, said he listens to the show. Every time I go to the TSA in Austin, different people, they're all fans. I've had the L.A. people be fans two of the three times. I've had the LAPD through the checkpoint at a Mexican food restaurant at LAX come over and shake my hand. That's another issue, how big this show's gotten. I mean, how are we reaching this many people? We're not on that many AM and FM stations. I know we're big on the internet, but I was in Hardin, Montana. And no exaggeration, more than half the people on side streets, at gas stations, up on the highway. I had people coming up to us in Billings. But I mean about half of Hardin were fans of the show. Then we had the local Boss Hogs. Anybody who had any cousin or anybody in power was just strutting around like they were royalty, should have all been wearing crowns. They were all violently angry at us, but that was the minority, a group that rules the town. Side issue, the point is Billings, Montana, in TSA are absolute thugs. I watched them go over some old woman who looked like she was 90 years old in a wheelchair, ordering her around. They ran our tapes through twice, asking what they were. They screamed at me over hotel lotion. I'm leaving the Billings Hotel. I stayed in Hardin 2 days last night in Billings, so I could catch the flight the next day. And I thought, oh, yeah, it had a little courtesy bag that I'd never opened with some lotion and some breath mints in it. And so I threw that in my bag. thought when I did it. I said, I bet there'll be a bunch of goons. Folks, they made liquid illegal to make you feel like a prisoner, to make you feel like you've done something wrong. The feds brag. The globalists brag worldwide. This is your slave induction training. And they're making more and more. Take your shirt off. Take your boots off. You know, take your belt off. I saw them making people that were wearing light sweaters pull them off. Take stuff out of your bag. They yelled at me for this tiny thing of lotion. Got on power trips. They had weird fat women. And I'm not being mean to fat people. I'm a little overweight myself. But, you know, just weird fat women in jackboot uniforms going, like slitting their eyes with power, looking at people in the eyes. And just all in like a schizophrenic paranoia, a psychosis of fear. And you're all terrorist and jabbing people and asking questions. And what do you think they're going to do with a nation of people that are drinking mercury-filled corn syrup, taking the vaccines every year, literally brain damaged, watch TV all day, fantasize watching Keith or Sutherland torture people on 24? They have no jobs. They have no future. The government plan worldwide is to create a prison grid. And those of us that produce and think, we're going to be prodded like animals, just like you cattle prod with little hotshot zapper cows when you got them in a corral, or sheep. They're just shocking us, and they're going to hire the ADIQ drooling morons. I mean, literal getting off on it. You have this, you're in trouble, and just feeding like just, oh God, I'm getting power, like a psychic vampire, just. I mean, literally, just demonic women with their eyes are like slit with power, just going, what? Like it was this, like something out of Firefox with Clint Eastwood when he sneaks into the Soviet Union and he's going through the Soviet Union checkpoint, and that's how they're acting. I mean, but worse than a movie. Only in America would you have huge obese people in stormtrooper outfits prodding 90-year-old women. And with their eyes sparkling with power trip. And then I was trying to go to the bathroom in Billings, and two of them were waddling in. I was kind of ahead of them a little bit, and they got angry that I didn't stop and wait for them, and one of them kind of bumped into me. And that's what tyranny is. They're going to run the arts. They're going to run theater. They're going to run the culture. They're going to run your life. They're going to home inspect you. And you're going to kiss their butt. You're going to lick their boots. This is what tyranny is about. And it's all, just like the Queen of England likes to wear a ceremonial diamond headdress, or somebody in the South Pacific, some New Guinea headhunter, they like to wear a fancy headdress. That's what America is. I noticed there were Navy guys got on our airplane back to Austin from Denver. And they were on power trips, acting all secretive in their Navy whites with badges on. I guess they were Navy police. They were flying first class. Us scum that pay the taxes, we were riding not in first class, but the Navy gods, the low-level nobodies, had little police badges on. And they were in the airport before they got on the plane with us, looking around and feeling powerful. And it's all about status. See, the new status is slave milk cows, that's us, the public, the brain damaged thugs that enforce for them, and then the criminal offshore bankers above them that are carrying out the social engineering. And so that's why it's in the news that Obama says your kids are going to go to school year round. You're not going to homeschool. You're not going to keep your neighbor's kids for even 5 minutes without a license. You're going to give you a $100,000 fine for a garage sale. And they're going to pass all the, and now they're announcing citizen spies nationwide to spy on everyone in the name of terror. But you go to the meetings, they admit, actually, is your neighbor spanking their kid? Do you smell marijuana? They're hiring cable guys to spy on you in your house. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. Foreign banks are looting everything. Private mercenaries are occupying towns. Hell is being released and forced inoculations are being set up. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I mean, let's face it, we're a dumbed-down, poisoned, diseased, overweight nation of arrogant couch potatoes, ruled by even more arrogant couch potatoes, and then a criminal scientific dictatorship above it. Later, I'm going to show a photo of Michael Hilton, the con artist, in his little royal outfit with the badge and everything made up next to the Queen of England. Same thing, just a criminal in a fancy outfit to impress the natives. And we are the dumbed-down moron natives here. Well, I'm not selling New York for a bucket of beads. And that's all we're doing to the NAFTA highways and the Trans-Texas Corridor and the New World Order. The whole thing, it's a scam. But people get into being scammed and don't want to admit they've been scammed. And so they can never wake up to the fact that they've been bamboozled. They think it's cute. They have a sycophant, fawning pomp worship of tyranny. Let's talk to Chris in Australia. Chris, you're on the air.
How you going, Alex? It's an honor to speak to you, mate. Can you hear me?
Honor to speak to you, sir. Do you have worship of government in Australia?
it's a bit ridiculous. I was going to say, you know how you've got all those foreign troops in Montana there?
Yes.
The thing I'm more worried about is all these Xbox and PlayStations now. They're not even going to need them.
Maybe it's me, but I'm having trouble understanding. Your phone is breaking up a bit. What are you saying about Xbox and PlayStations?
Well, I was just saying, you guys sound awfully worried about all the foreign troops in Montana. But it looks like there's going to be, everyone's going to be on their Xbox and PlayStations. Get the picture?
Yes, absolutely. People are busy. Well, you know, the Army now admits that they helped work with Microsoft and others to make those games realistic. And now they go, oh, you're a champion at this flight simulation game. Well, you're now going to be in the same control panel flying Predators and Raptors. Not Raptors. What's the new Predator? The Reaper. The Reaper's an unmanned. And they've got them out just killing people. So, yes, that's our new economy. Killing people, drones, prisons, police states, swaggering pot bellies. That's what we do.
That's right. And I see they're starting to beat the drum in Iran now. All the propaganda started, just like Iraq.
Yes, they are the exact same propaganda. Iran announced they had a peaceful facility. They're not even close to building it. It's all a huge hoax. They admit it's a hoax now. Totally made up, just like yellow cake from Niger and aluminum tubes and WMDs in Iraq. And the public is loving it again. Oh, con us again. We were born to be conned. Take our bank accounts.
It's disgusting. 200 million innocent people dead last century wasn't enough.
Well, government did kill 200 million people, but this century the public's like, look, kill all of us. Please take all our rights. We are stupid morons. We are nihilistic losers. We want to be gang raped by the New World Order. You know, I'm being a bit negative. The good news is people are really starting to wake up.
I still think that it's going to be biological. War is going to be more imminent than anything, I think.
Oh, but don't worry. The government will have a shot that actually gives you the bioweapon, but the public will love that. They love dying.
Hey, you know how people get done for fraud for nothing? How do these all these political leaders, how can they get away with this global warming scam? Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard of?
How do foreign mercenaries show up in police uniforms and everyone bows? The public has been trained to love evil and lap it up and then vomit out good. They see something good, they go, ah! They see something evil, oh, black uniforms, black masks, oh, I feel safe. Oh, you want to inject my kids with all these vaccines, even though it's admitted you've been putting cancer viruses in them and sterilizing people on purpose. Oh, the vaccine insert admits it's going to sterilize my daughter? Oh, my God, I love...
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is too big. It is a cancer. Every time you get big government, tyranny takes place, the public gets robbed, and most of the time gets killed. Because the government says, we can't steal anymore, We've got to at least leave these people with shirts on their backs unless we work them to death in slave camps. We'll do that. And that always happens. So, I know, it's what you want, it's what you're going to get. You want tyranny? You think we can kill 1,300,000 Iraqis and get away with not being judged here? All the lies, all the propaganda. I know they can show troops on TV every night saving some Iraqi that's have given birth or saving an Iraqi dog. Humans have been dehumanized, so people don't like seeing a kid being saved. So they'll show one of our troops saving a dog. And the individual troops are good men and women, many of them. But the mission was built on lies and a fraud, and Iraq is clearly worse off than it was before, and this was about oil and empire and power, just like Afghanistan is about opium. You don't think the Russians went into Afghanistan because they wanted to go skiing on some of the snow-tipped mountains, do you, in the Himalayas? No, 80% of the world's heroin comes out of there, and that's why the BBC admits the U.S. forces are growing it and shipping it out. So your kids can take it. Yeah, it's about the $500 billion a year in opium. That's why we're there, for the smack. And you can feel good and cry at the American flag. Everything the American flag symbolizes is being torched. See, it isn't the flag that's special. It's what it symbolizes. But people love being gullible. Well, 7 years ago, they stopped giving the anthrax shot full of squalene to the troops because so many of them were dying from it. Oh, they're going to give it to the troops again. But I know you don't really care about the troops. You just feel like it just feels good to be a fake sentimentalist. So go ahead. Go ahead. Tell the troops to take it and more will die. And then you can go to your VFW hall and get drunk and talk about how you're Rambo and you're good. And then your granddaughter can die of a heroin overdose from smack that our corrupt army helped grow. Yes, they grow the smack. I mean, I'm just not playing people's games anymore. Here in Texas, around half the counties just rob people and deal drugs and do whatever they want. It's the same thing nationwide. The government's too big and it's out of control and it's corrupt. And some of you people out there won't admit how screwed up it's gotten. All right, I'm going to shut up and take calls this segment and the next. Then I'm getting into, you're not allowed to have neighbors over now without government permission. Folks, you're going to, look, tyranny works like this. It gets bad and it gets worse and it gets a little bit worse. And then suddenly the bottom falls out and you're living in communist China. But let me tell you, a lot of you are so mentally cowardly. You will rationalize this and call tyranny good because I've just got children and a wife, and I can't believe my beloved America is being turned into a complete cesspit. And if you can't figure out me using the example of the troops in Afghanistan with, I care about our military, but I don't like how it's being used. Just like Hitler said, shut up to anybody that said, I'm not against the military, but I think Hitler's bad. That's why you're going down, listeners. That's why, and I'm not talking about our general listeners, but new listeners that tune in every millisecond. That's why you're going to lose everything you got, because you have this fake image in your mind of something that doesn't exist and never even existed, but it certainly doesn't exist now. See, once you've bought into the con game, a lot of people get into Ponzi schemes and scams. And once they've invested in it, the Ponzi schemer comes back and says, yeah, you can get your $100,000 back. You got to give me another $100,000. That's the only way I can get you your money back. And these people will go and get the money. Ponzi scammers show up at their favorite places at nice country clubs. You got well-to-do retirees with a few million in the bank that think they're part of the elite. They always claim they're a British royal or a Rockefeller or a Rothschild, and they drive up in a fancy Bentley and come and kiss the old women on the hands and make them feel important and talk about an investment they've got that's so incredible, but no one can be involved in it. Then they'll pick one or two people and they'll go, oh yes, I invested $20,000 and got $10,000 back the next week. Then every old lady, it's usually women that go for the scams. That's why 80% of advertising targets women, mainline advertising. It's just easier to sell women. It's not that you're stupid. You're just more trusting. Men are just as dumbed down with stuff that targets them. They've gotten better at that. But the point is, Men used to be more wily. They're actually a lot stupider in many cases now. The point is they come to him and they say, oh, yeah, you saw what Mrs. Johnson just got, 10,000 in 1 week. And so every old woman in the country club goes and shakes down their husband or shakes down their bank account, and they give the guy hundreds of thousands greedily. And he skips town. And the old women are always in the news in Rhode Island or in Dallas, Texas. I see the cases every week going, I still believe Wilford Rothschild the Ninth is going to give me my $1 million. I believe people calling him corrupt have driven him out of the town. Wilford, I love the drinks we had together that evening. Please come back, Wilford, and I will defend you in court. I mean, that's how they operate. And it was the same thing in Hardin, Montana, with this con artist dropping out of nowhere, taking over the police department, driving around in his own vehicles, taking over the prison, foreign con artist, criminal with foreign troops. The public, once they went along with the con, they don't care if the attorney general tells them it's all criminal and a fraud and a lie. They are even defending it more now. They want to be raped. They want to be robbed. They want to be scammed. They love the government as long as it's in a uniform, as long as it's reading off a teleprompter, as long as it's evil, they love it. That's a diseased nation. Let's jam a call in here. I'm out of control. You know, I have these computerized phone systems, and it just crashed in front of me. So I don't know how. John in Louisiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. What do you think of the rant today? I'm pretty upset.
Oh, yes. But, man, let me just tell you, people are waking up. You're waking millions up. We've woken up a bunch of people. And the only people that are going to end up in the camps, probably so, are the people that refuse to believe all this, that deny it all. The FEMA camps are real. There's too much proof.
The majority of the Germans denied that Hitler had even arrested anybody. There's still old people over there. Most of the men are dead, but there's still old women denying it, going, hey, Hitler did nothing. I don't think they do good for me. It's the same thing with the American people. Don't feel bad, Germans. I'm not making fun of you. I just made fun of Southerners, and I'm a Southerner. You know, with the, I love Rothschild the Fourth. I'm going to be quite rich. I'm sorry.
But I would like to ask you a question. What do you think Russia's take is on the war? We're trying to launch a war on Iran. Of course, they're
going to
say that.
Obama said he's going to pull the missile systems out, and Russia said, hell yeah, blow the hell out of Iran. Russia's corrupt.
Man.
Russia's just they're just not as powerful.
I would figure. I mean, why not? I mean,
Russia got the missiles. Hold on. Russia just got snuck attacked last year. So Russia says, fine, you pull your troops out of Georgia, you pull them out of Poland, you stop menacing us, you can have Iran. Because what's Russia's number one export? Oil. And so they're going to make a lot of money when Israel blows the daylights out of Iran. So they're like, go ahead, blow them down. Russia and Iran used to be enemies. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, but
again, I'm suspect with Homeland Security because I know how to find Russia on a map. And let me tell you, nowadays with the police, they kind of get paranoid when you even know how to talk. America is like Idiocracy. If you know how to talk, have you seen that movie Idiocracy?
No, I haven't.
It's Mike Judge. Great film. I mean, if you know how to talk now, it means you're Al-Qaeda. I mean, you should have seen the Billings, Montana people. They were on the TSA. We're literally like just walking around going, staring at, and the locals were, oh God, I'm so sorry. And they found a mascara in one lady's bag. Even under the TSA rules, it's allowed. And they griped at her and she was, oh God, I love you. Please don't take you. I'm sorry. And the people were feeding. Yes, I'm TSA. Worship me. I got power. I got some badge on. I'm God. Ha ha ha. Did you know a lot of U.S. government officials become Knights of the Crown in England? You know, when you become a peer, that you get free houses, all sorts of special perks. Most of England's owned by the Queen of England. She walls most of the nation off. Every time I'm in London, they just randomly shut off parts of the city, and the buses let you know, at the Queen's Pleasure, this part of the city is shut down. At the Queen's Pleasure, the river is shut down for 4 hours today. And she just does that to exercise her power. In Australia, when they tried to vote a corrupt government out in 79, the Queen fluttered in and said, I'm kicking you all out. Now, that happened last year in Canada when they wouldn't go along with her orders. She just said, it wasn't last year, it was in January of this year. Look at this, Tony Blair. I wrote an article 6 years ago saying he was trying to bring England into the EU without a vote by stealth. And now and I said he would be rewarded by being the head of the EU, the little dictator. Well, here it is. Tony Blair, the EU president no one really wants. There he is. And by the way, France voted it down, expanding EU power from almost dictatorship to total dictatorship. Showed it to Ireland. Well, they just kept revoting. And now they said Friday, and the votes aren't counted yet because they don't have electronic voting machines, but it looks like the Lisbon Treaty passes. And the British government doesn't care if 85% of Brits won't go along with the EU. In major polls, it's between 75 and 95, depending on the poll. I just say 85. It's very high numbers. You can pull them up for yourselves. They're just having the bureaucracy do it. Just like in the U.S., we're already under the North American Union by treaty. Tony Blair, the EU president no one really wants. Times of London. I mean, you just never get rid of these people. Let's go to your phone call. Scott in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Al? It's an honor to talk to you. Look, I got to tell you, man, you're fired up tonight. When I listen to your podcast, it gets me fired up because I like to press out 315 on the Smith machine just listening to you. Seriously, I saw something today that was really kind of bothersome. I was down at the local, I don't want to say, X-Mart store.
Well, why not say where you were at? Tell us where you were at.
Kmart. I can't believe they're still open, but I was at a Kmart, and there was a police department display. They had the cherry picker out. Kids were going up for rides, and a couple cop cars. But they had those damn police tanks out there, and the guys that were walking around them weren't wearing, like, T-shirts with, you know, yellow police on the back. They were wearing green, like, BDU-type uniforms with baseball caps. And I thought that was kind of odd, and I was just curious if anyone else had seen something
like
that.
Yeah, I'm looking for my article here. Here it is. Marine aircraft causes damage in neighborhood. They thought it was a big storm or even a tornado that caused damage to their properties. Then they realized it was a low-flying military aircraft. And it says it happened Tuesday evening on Willow Street in Frankfurt. A Marine Corps officer said it was part of an urban training exercise where the Osprey aircraft, very dangerous, by the way. Those things are always crashing. They don't even let those fly over cities usually, but land in tight spaces. Neighbors say the aircraft was flying right over the rooftops, an Osprey. Do you have any idea how deadly dangerous? Those things aren't even cleared to fly yet, I thought. They're the tilt, pull up an Osprey. Yeah, the tilt-wing aircraft with the big propellers. Captain Robert Schufer, the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, apologized to neighbors. Folks, Delta Force crashed in Houston. Delta Force fired into an all-night restaurant in Miami, hitting the table. Pieces of glass went in the woman's face. They bribed the San Antonio government till the police chief stopped it. They tried to bribe the Travis County government. I mean, this is on record. The Army is involved putting liaison officers in everywhere. They're involved taking over, and they're doing urban warfare drills, admittedly, to acclimate the public. We've had them come up to us in Hebron, Maryland, and say, turn your cameras off or we're going to arrest you, as they practice taking over the city hall. Now, what's happening here? Now they just admit no longer is it drills. You know, there's an Osprey, deadly dangerous. Those were flying over people's houses. Okay? Gigantic aircraft. Incredible thrust on those babies. I mean, that'll rip the shingles right off roofs if you get within 100 feet of a house. Anyway, side issue. The point is, I've read a lot about these because they're always crashing, killing the troops. And even Rumsfeld said it was the greatest lemon ever known. But because it's a special interester behind it, oh, we've got to have it. And of course, they'll probably crash over neighborhoods and thank you for blowing up on my house. I love the troops. And now they have regular Army Marines everywhere running checkpoints. And if you say you don't want troops, good old boys call up drunk and go, you damn commie, it's good to have troops running America. I appreciate your call, Scott. Yes, they have armored vehicles and helicopters, and the police have been militarized, and they swagger around. In fact, I have that in my stack, where all over the country they're announcing, oh, yes, we want citizens to spy on their neighbors to fight al-Qaeda. They've been doing this for years, but now it's a big push. And you go to the meetings, this has been in the news, and they spend 5 to 15 minutes after the free donuts and Cokes and coffee on al-Qaeda. And next they go, here's Sergeant Bob from the local department. He liaised on with the FBI and Homeland Security. Thank you, citizens. Do you smell marijuana? Click. This is what the plant looks like. Use your neighbor, spank the child. When you're in your neighbor's house, do you see anything that looks illegal? Report it. You can get up to $200. I mean, this is word for word. We have the training videos. But again, the public like goes to this. The good old boys go there and sit. I want to fight al-Qaeda. I'm going to the meeting. They go and they sit and they go, all right, here's al-Qaeda. Here's a training video. They want to kill you. Next. And they march in. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't have time. I had to get to my plane. Okay, I had to get to my plane Saturday morning. I had to get into the Bozeman, the Billings airport and get out of there. For some reason, the elevator opened on the third floor. I look out and there are all these Girl Scouts with a Homeland Security sign and they're milling around and we're already late. I go and get the guys, don't even tell them about it and leave. Now, it's been announced nationwide that 3.4 million Girl Scouts are, quote, going to look for terrorists and help get the message of Homeland Security across. So the little kids are now selling. And I love the Fuhrer. They got Boy Scouts in the New York Times. The New York Times says it's great, by the way. Training to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans and gun owners in, quote, seek and destroy missions. People like, oh, mow down those 14-year-olds. They're going to be 18 in 4 years. No, you won't. The people laughed at the Hitler Jugend in 1933. They weren't laughing a few years later when they were jumping out of planes as paratroopers over Greece. The point here is that, I mean, I can't get away from this. The door is open, and it's Homeland Security and little kids. And it was so sick and so evil, I stepped out and looked for about 10 seconds with horror and saw cops, and I couldn't go get a camera and tape it. You know, I was, like, repulsed. I was, kind of got in the elevator and just had my coffee and was like, Jesus, help me. And, I mean, literally going, I mean, I can't handle this anymore, folks. Elevators are opening. There's Stasi everywhere. I mean, there's foreigners taking over in police departments. It's insanity, ladies and gentlemen. America is known where the dumb idiot schmucks live that'll put up with anything and have never seen tyranny they don't love. I mean, do you understand that we're falling like Germany? The Germans were hardworking, trustful people that followed orders. Look what happened. It happens everywhere else, folks. I mean, I kind of blocked that Girl Scout thing out of my mind. And I didn't want to go get a camera and try to take girls from the back because you're not supposed to show kids' faces. And I didn't want to have the cops and parents run over. And it was so sickening, I almost went and got a hidden camera to tape it. But it's in the news. They're at Homeland Security meetings. So I just closed the elevator and kind of shook in the corner. We'll be right back. See, that's what I'm talking about. There is so much tyranny I read about, I witness, that when people think I exaggerate how bad things are, no. I had forgotten that the elevator had opened on level 3 at the big hotel, whatever, it's the biggest building in Billings, 17 stories. The doors had opened and it was Homeland Security with the Girl Scouts and there were police in uniforms and I was like, and just went back into the elevator. It's like the movie The Body Snatchers, where he finally makes it to the highway and he's running and he's going, we're in danger, they're coming, they're taking over, you gotta warn everybody. And people are like, get out of here, buddy, you're drunk. Pushing him out of the 18-wheeler cab, and he looks in the back of the 18-wheeler, and there are the seed pods. You know, I'd just been in the town nearby where foreign mercenaries were taking over, and it was all. And then I'm back in Billings and walk off the elevator, and then I'm trying to fly back to Austin, and they were total Nazis to old ladies and screaming at everyone and treating everybody like crap. See, they were told to do that 7 years ago to get everybody trained. But now phase two is to act friendly and have a cool fan blowing on you. Homeland Security admits they changed the uniforms to blue to make it soothing. But I guess that hasn't gotten in there. They are polite now. But see, we've already been trained to be slaves, and now they intensify with what they have you do. This was still the old upgrade, and it was just hellish. And folks, you're being trained to be a slave for a reason. They are going to take your standard of living. They're going to micromanage your life. Let's take calls. Nick in Iowa, then Anita, Joe, Mark, and others. Go ahead, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Oh, you know, I've been off the air a few days, and it just seeing the police state, even in Montana, freaks me out.
Oh, yeah. I would have to agree with you. Congratulations on making Obama's list there, man. Obviously, that's a little worried. That kind of reminds me of when Reagan went out and said that Timothy Leary was the most dangerous man in America. You know, I guess Orwell was off by about 25 years, but, man, this shit's actually happening right now.
All right, sir, I appreciate your call. Look, yes, I have made the list of number 24. Number 24. And the press is reporting there is an enemies list, the Globe of all places. Basically like the Inquirer says I'm number 24 on the list, ahead of Michelle Malkin. But that's all a left-right paradigm list. And Obama does have his right-wing enemies that are a threat to his administration, but only to his puppetdom. Obama's meant to be built up and then destroyed, as I said in the Obama deception that I started making when he was elected, that was released a month and a half into his administration when he still had 65% approval ratings. We explained he's going to be built up and then destroyed because he's a puppet. He's meant to take the blame as if he runs something. I made the point to all the foolish leftists out there. You're going to end up appreciating me attacking Obama in the end because he's meant to discredit you. They build him up, they tear him down. Same thing with the next Republican they put in. That's how this works, and the people never think about the real power structure. Anita in Texas. Anita, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. God bless you and Jason and all the people that is doing all this for everybody and as well as yourselves, I know, but I got two totally different subject questions I want to ask you. Since your dad is a dentist, I was wondering if the shots that they give, the Novocaine shots, are they safe? I mean, could they have thimerosal or squalene or any of that stuff in there?
Yeah, they don't have thimerosal because they're not a vaccine. They put the mercury in there to really kill anything else that was grown on the dead babies or the dead monkey tissue or the caterpillar eggs. I mean, they grow vaccines on caterpillar eggs, dead baby eyeballs, retinas, and other bizarre things. Certain things that have the type of tissue they need for it to grow in, and it grows in a whole list of horrid things. The shots you get at a dental office are a drug, like aspirin or like Pepto-Bismol. It's Novocaine or lidocaine. It's a painkiller. I do believe it has a preservative, but I think it's like a food preservative. I don't have it in front of me. But I've actually did, I don't know, off and on for about a year, some dental assisting. I didn't really like all the blood and stuff, but I did learn quite a bit about it. And no, there's no thimerosal in that because the thimerosal is trying to kill something biological. You know, they say it's a preservative, but it's really just in case something else is in there. And mercury kills organisms. So that's why they use mercury. Does that answer your question, Anita?
Yes, it does. Can I ask you one quick more thing?
Sure.
Have you heard about they've said so many, I can't remember how many, pregnant women dying of the flu shot, I mean, not of the flu shot, of the flu so far? And I was just wondering if that's very accurate and if they've actually had the flu shot. I mean, how could we tell that these pregnant women may have had the flu shot and got it from the flu shot?
Well, ma'am, I appreciate your call. Look, I've had scores of medical doctors here on this show, so this is not my opinion. The German news, mainline respected news publications are reporting live cancer viruses in this flu shot. The internal CDC report leaked over a month ago. This is the Centers for Disease Control said they believe it's going to cause neurological disorders like Guillain-Barré. Okay? That's on record. They always admit that even the best vaccines have adverse reactions. Now they're lying with this PR campaign launched by Reuters, who the one of the top guys at Reuters is involved with some of the big vaccine companies, saying there's no such thing as a bad vaccine reaction. No one who dies or gets sick after taking this got it from the shot. It's impossible. Now, when somebody preemptively practices medicine without ever seeing you and says the shot didn't do this, the shot didn't do this, you know they're covering up. Here's an example. There have been hundreds of deaths in the trials and then lately now with the Gardasil shot. They admit it in the insert that the drug company Merck puts out. They admit that it doesn't protect you from human papillomavirus and that actually when you have that virus, it cuts down on other types of cancers by 50%. Yes. When you have the common papilloma virus and have an infection, which it's the same kind of virus stepping on a nail, folks, most of the public has it. There's estimates of high as 90%. Okay? I mean, I stepped on a nail when I was a kid, and I've been to the doctor, and I've pulled it out with pliers myself, and it always comes back in the bottom because I stepped right through a nail in a construction site, not listening to mama. She said, don't go play in that construction site. But I went and played on it and stepped right through a nail that was in a board. And I get a wart that goes up in my foot. And you know what? Your people that have dogs have lower cancer rates, live on average 5 years longer. Why? You get more flora, more bacteria. They've done stuff. You know what? It's very complex. The point here is that when you have those warts, when you have that papillomavirus, and there's thousands of them, different variants, many forms of cancer that are viral, that natural virus gives you a buffer to the more deadly types. You ever heard of kids that were always clean and kept too clean, never allowed to play outside, are sick their whole lives? My dad had a black nanny. He loved as much as his grandma. And she told my grandmother, she said, because my dad was getting sick a lot when he was little, until he's about two, she said, Mrs. Jones, you're not letting David play in the dirt and get all the stuff he needs. That's why he's sick. And she would sneak him off and let him get dirty playing outside and even gave him some chicken manure tea called Hindu tea. Wasn't sick anymore after that. That old black woman knew a lot more than these jackass doctors who were nothing but corporate salesmen to set a precedent to force vaccines into the public. And that's what this is big vaccine makers have admitted lately, oh, we're going to switch away from drugs now. And some drugs actually are good, pharmaceuticals into vaccines, because we can just force the government, pay the government off to make you take it. And I've got, here's the Sunday Express, jab as deadly as the cancer. Top doctor says the Gardasil killing people. Dr. Diane Harper, going to get her on. Fewer face lockout for failing to get vaccination. They're making kids take all the shots, the new flu shots, to get into school. There's no law, it's criminal. Oh boy, you know, somebody's got to rant and rave about what's happening. New York healthcare workers, Illinois healthcare workers, nurses are revolting. The majority of them are saying they're not taking the shot. But see, they have a captive audience in the public schools. Obama gets up and lies and says, there's no law. You're not going to have to take the shots. And then the public schools say, oh, it's on our list. As a policy, we want you to take it. Then they kick you out of school for a violation of policy, not law, not telling you that parents in all 50 states went and got laws passed that they can't kick you out for not taking shots. They're committing crimes, not telling you about the vaccine waiver form, because they're a bunch of local boss hogs. Even if you believe it's great to get the flu shot, you better Google study. Studies show flu shots double Alzheimer's. Three flu shots. It's kind of like wearing headphones with blasting music. I've worn headphones for 14 years on the radio. I now have a ring in my ears all the time. I've gone to a little earpiece and have it way down. Like Rush Limbaugh, I might go deaf, folks. Well, it's the same thing. You take those flu shots. That's why you're so stupid. They're full of mercury. In fact, I printed off the insert for the current flu shot that says it has mercury in it. But the moron public, they'll tell you at these drugstores it doesn't have mercury. Ask for the insert and read it. It says mercury. One epidemiologist explained it to me this way. You know how a bee sting makes around 5% of the population go into shock and swell up and can't breathe? I'd been stung by bees many times in my life. But one time I had a swarm of them because I was doing some gardening at my parents' when I was in high school, chased me out of a tree they were in, and I got stung probably 15 times or so. And I swole up red and had trouble breathing and put a bunch of baking soda on myself and got in a hot bath trying to soak it out. But most people would have gone to the hospital. Well, it's the same. And I always laughed at people that were scared of bees until that point. Now I developed an allergic response to them. Now I'm a little more concerned about them. Because let me tell you, it wasn't fun crawling around on the floor having trouble breathing. But my phobia of the hospital was bigger than that of not being able to breathe. But the issue is maybe only 5% of people get violently ill when they get stung by a bee. Well, you talk about the population that gets a baby whose immune system isn't ready. And they admit now they shoot babies up routinely. They even have a syndrome. When they're born, they suddenly can't nurse. They go into shock. It brain damages them. You take a big old shot, probably 1,000 times the fluid that's in a bee sting, full of all sorts of RNA and DNA from the monkey tissue that, or the fetal tissue they grew it on, and cancer viruses they admit are in almost all vaccines, and you shoot that in. I mean, a big old shot into a baby, and you do it over and over and over again. Of course you're going to have autoimmune responses and allergic responses, and of course the brain's going to swell up. If you've had a pre-existing health problem, the smallpox shots kill you, causes an autoimmune response in the heart. Especially if you've already got inflammation in your heart valves. Folks, this isn't good. But now they just lie and say it's the law. Your kid's got to take it. Let's talk to Joe in Canada. Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. And I can see that you're pretty fired up and mad today. I guess anyone would be if, you know, when they're getting attacked from all sides, and, you know, it's a lot of these attacks are coming from, you know, from folks who, you know, base a lot of their criticism on name-calling and rhetoric.
Sir, listen, I appreciate your call, but I'm not here talking about me. No, I'm not fired up today because people are attacking me, and I appreciate you defending me, but I want to hurry here at the end. This isn't about Alex Jones. No, I'm not fired up because people are attacking me. I don't care that people attack me. I don't even know. I don't even pay attention to it most of the time. I don't like it when it becomes a diversion from what I'm covering and what we're going over. We know the Gardasil shot is killing girls. Now they want to force it on boys. We know there's no law. Your kids have got to take the regular flu shot and the new H1N1. But the schools are lying and saying they have to take it. That's what the show's about. I mean, look at this. In fact, where's the article I had? Or the doctor? Okay, this is the Sunday Express. The cervical cancer vaccine may be riskier and more deadly than the cancer it is designed to prevent. Yeah, it only kills 3,000 women a year in the U.S., of 300 million. A leading expert who developed the drug has warned. She helped develop it. Now, they admit on the insert it doesn't even protect you from the virus, but it is an attenuated live cancer virus and causes all sorts of autoimmune responses because you get it at tens of thousands of times what you'd get from pricking yourself on a nail or from somebody having sex with you. You understand? They pump a ton of it directly into your bloodstream. Your body's designed to have this stuff come to the mucous membrane or the mouth of the skin where your defenses are, not jammed into your muscle tissue. She also claimed the jab would do nothing to reduce the rates of cervical cancer in the UK. Speaking exclusively to the Sunday Express, Dr. Diane Harper, who was involved in the clinical trials of the controversial drug Cervavax, that's the British name of Gardasil, said the jab was being over-marketed and parents should be properly warned about the potential side effects. Okay? And it mentions all the deaths and autoimmune disease. That's one of the doctors that helped design the crap. Put that in your pipe, Dr. Dina Dell, drug company operative up there every day saying none of this is true. People are dying from this. They got big news last week when this girl died from it in the UK. And I'd seen all these other deaths. And I said, it's going to end up she didn't die from this because they're hyping it. They know she died of something else. So they're going to ignore all the real deaths and hype it. But what did she die from? She had a tumor in her heart. She died within hours of taking the shot because that's what the scientists have said on this show. It causes an autoimmune response wherever you already have inflammation in your body, like your pancreas. That's why diabetes is off the charts, even with people who aren't eating a bunch of processed sugar. Ah! Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Welcome back from the Twilight Zone, by the way.
Well, I mean, out of the fire into the oven, yeah.
Yeah, you really got a taste of what it's like kind of in the interior part of the country there. Alex, also, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your rendition of the Southern Belle, as well as your account of the Girl Scouts in the hotel. I know we're not supposed to laugh at certain things, but sometimes things get so ridiculous that we all need
to listen,
laugh
but
sometimes.
I mean, I wasn't ready for it, though. You know, we've been up late working. Then I took the guys really late to like a midnight showing of Pandorum. Excellent movie, by the way. Side issue. So I get up early. I got to go catch the flight at like, 8 a.m. It's like 6. We've eaten. I guess the flight was about 9. So it's like 7:45. I've got to get where I'm going. And the doors open on the wrong floor. And I look out and it's cops, Homeland Security sign, and Girl Scouts. And I just wasn't ready for it and was like, back into the elevator. But, I mean, so it wasn't a laughing matter at the time. It actually freaked me out to actually see the Nazification of America. It's one thing to read the Girl Scouts are going to serve Homeland Security. It's another thing to see it with your own eyeballs.
Yeah, I'm sure those dark green uniforms really brought it home. We're not used to those uniforms representing such things as this. Alex,
yeah, they normally symbolize that coconut chocolate cookie that I like so much.
Absolutely, for years. Alex, I wanted to relate to you real quickly on Dr. Bill Deagle's show this past Thursday, October 1st. Dr. Deagle's guest was Dr. Alan Truott, I believe, because Dr. Deagle refers to him sometimes as Dr. Ott, but I believe it's Dr. Alan Truott, who has done extensive research into the American Police Force Group entity, and he said that his research shows that the parent company of the American Police Force Group is a company named Phoenix International. And that the parent company of Phoenix International is DynCorp. We've all heard that name. Dr. Truott reports that the headquarters of Phoenix International is in the Langley, Virginia area. And Dr. Truott also related that George Soros is largely invested in DynCorp.
All right, well, listen, I'm out of time. I'm going to talk about this more tomorrow. There are some connections to that group, Allied Defense Systems, and a bunch of others. But all those groups are saying that they met with the Hilton character, the mercenary guy, but that they're not with him. And now he's removed all their names off their sites. So either he's a total con man or he could be connected to these groups. We don't know. We're still investigating. Yes, I was on the ground in Hardin. We have a full report tomorrow. By the way, my new film ships out in only 18 days. It's Fall of the Republic, actually 17 days, available at InfoWars.com. So get it first. Order the new film today.